should you get the swine flu vaccine? Surveys have shown that fewer than half of American adults are certain that they'll get it. Commentator Douglas Camero is a family physician and former assistant surgeon general, and he says getting the vaccine is a no-brainer.
Public health authorities at the federal, state, and local levels are clear in their recommendations. Virtually everyone should get the new swine flu shot, with precedence given to those at increased risk of infection and complications. So, first in line to get the vaccine are pregnant women and those who live with or take care of children younger than 6 months of age who can't be vaccinated. Then come health care and emergency services workers and young people from age 6 months to 24 years. Also people who are older than 24 with diabetes, asthma, or other diseases that make them high risk. Finally come all of us healthy, middle-aged, and older people. Given these straightforward recommendations, why wouldn't you want to get this vaccine? First concern. Some people are afraid the new vaccine isn't safe, hasn't been tested enough, they rushed to make it too quickly. I don't want to be a guinea pig. Wrong. This new vaccine was made the same way, with the same ingredients, at the same factories as regular seasonal flu vaccine, which is an extremely safe vaccine. There has been no evidence of harm or serious side effects in the vaccine trials that were conducted, and the worst you can expect from the vaccine is a sore arm for a day or two. Second concern. Why get the vaccine when everyone says the new flu is a mild disease? A few days, a little cough, a little fever. And I probably won't get it anyway. Wrong and wrong. While it's true that most people who've gotten the disease have not been seriously ill, people under age 50 have no immunity to this virus, which means it's very infectious. And when you have a lot of people infected, and we're talking tens of millions here, then some of them are going to get very sick, get hospitalized, and even die. It's happened in many states already. Young, previously healthy people and pregnant women are dying from the H1N1 swine influenza, and that's big news. Related to the last concern is the opinion that there's no need to get the vaccine because you can just take one of the antiviral medicines to treat your flu if it gets bad. Wrong. While it's true that so far we have antiviral medicines that are effective treatments for swine flu, they need to be reserved for severe cases, or for people who are at increased risk of becoming very ill, like those with asthma. If everyone starts using them, the flu virus will likely mutate to become resistant to the medicines, and we're in big trouble. Finally, some people say they can't afford the new vaccine, especially if they've already paid for the regular seasonal flu vaccine. Wrong. You've already paid for the vaccine in your taxes. The federal government has bought all the vaccine and is giving it away. The most you'll pay is an administration fee, and many people will pay nothing at all. Bottom line, the new H1N1 swine flu vaccine is safe, effective, cheap or free, and necessary. Unless you're allergic to eggs, when this vaccine becomes available in your area, make sure you get it, and make especially sure your kids do too.
That's our commentator, Douglas Camero. He's a former assistant surgeon general and a family physician. He lives in Maryland.